Hello, this is Candy Christensen, and welcome to Meandering Design. I had a very different podcast planned for today, but in light of what I've done this last weekend, I thought it would be good to talk about it. So I usually don't talk about politics on the podcast, and I do try to kind of keep out of things, but the reality is that design and the things that I talk about are a part of my life, and my life experience is what drives what I do forward. It's why I try to help people create homes that reflect their goals and their needs and their desires. It's why I shop local. It's why I buy handmade. So much of what I talk about is a part of who I am. So it feels odd not to talk about the fact that I went to the march in DC this weekend. When Donald Trump was elected, I was a bit shocked, but also I had this overwhelming fear, and I realized that I needed to do something about it. And so I chose to sign up to go to the march, and thankfully my very dear friend Christy came with me, and I also started donating monthly to the ACLU because I need to give to the people who can help protect my rights. And I also signed up to tutor with Chicago Lights because that's something that I feel that I can do, and volunteering is important. But back to the march. It was one of those events that you can't quite describe. We were lucky to get there early. We got a great spot so we could see the monitors and hear the speeches. And from the opening prayer that was sung by a Native American woman. It was a fantastic event. There was so much love. The crowd, it was packed. It was insanely packed. It was obvious that they had not planned for that many people, and which is good. It's amazing. But you really couldn't. There actually was no march because there were so many people. And then to hear women's voices talking about the problems, talking about the solutions. And what I really liked that while there was a lot of discussion and so many different voices were included in this, there was also talk about what can we do? You know, what are the steps that we can take to protect human rights? And I really appreciated that if you go to the Women's March website, which I'll include in the show notes, you can sign up for an email that has 100 days of resistance, because the president's agenda is usually set within the first 100 days. And they are very concrete, actionable, well-guided steps that you can take to have your voice heard. And another great suggestion was to have 5 to 10 friends, people, family that you can tap when there is something that needs to be done or protested against, or write your senator, or whatever the action is that you feel is important and needs to be taken. I do know that I've been lucky to watch as events have unfold. I've had a couple of friends who are much more active than I am. This is the first protest that I have ever gone to. In high school and through college, I took part in certain small groups to do things like, you know, writing letters with Greenpeace, and I took action in very small ways, but I have never been a part of something this large. And that kind of shows how important this movement is. There are a lot of women I know and friends who have not taken part in protests, but we need to stand up. We need to have our voices heard. And I've been lucky to be guided by certain friends who are more active, who are more informed, and they've been wonderful at helping me see the way. So be that person. Be the person who is checking in on what can be done. And if you know someone who may not have the time or even the energy to do these things daily, tap them when it's something that's really important. So create your people. Have your posse and help inform them and keep them moving forward. The other thing I really thought about was how do we make this a movement as opposed to a march? And I think that's where we need to take more action. I know there's already talk about another march in April that I will definitely take part in Chicago. It was wonderful to go to DC, and I recognize that I'm also speaking from a place of privilege, that I have the finances and also the time to be able to fly to DC and take part of this march. But I also know that there's a lot that I can do within Chicago. So I'm hoping there'll be a march here in Chicago, and I will take part. I also remember seeing a sign that said something to the effect of, you know, will you be at the next Black Lives Matter march? And yes, I will. This whole instance of seeing the march come together and hearing so many voices of color and LGBTQ rights and all of the people that we're trying to, I don't want to say protect, but that we're trying to respect all human rights, and that I have been living in my small bubble. You know, I did grow up in a blue-collar family, and I'm lucky, though, that I got an education and I started down a white-collar career path. But not everybody has had those abilities and that step up. I've had friends and even friends' families who've really helped me figure out how to go to college and get those things done, because I was the first person in my family to go to college, and it was a challenge just to figure that out. So what are the ways that we can, you know, help everyone around us to protect and support everyone's human rights? I feel like I have so much to say, and I can't quite absorb it all. I'm also running on lack of sleep, but I'd also like to say that there's a quote by Eleanor Roosevelt, who was an amazing woman, and a lot of people don't realize that she helped create the UN. She was the moving force that helped us create something like the UN. And I know that sometimes, you know, it doesn't work. It's a broken system, and I wish it was better, but it's what we have. And so I do have faith in the UN and all of these other entities that we have created to help support human rights. But Eleanor Roosevelt said, "Where, after all, do universal human rights begin? In small places, close to home." And I like that quote because I headed to DC. This was an international march. I mean, women and men and trans people were marching all across the world. But there's a lot that you can do close to home. And it was really interesting in Michael Moore's speech that he gave at the march, he talked about the fact that he wanted to get involved, and so he found out that in order to be elected to the school board, that he only, in his town, that he only needed 20 signatures. And so at 18 years old, he went out and he got 20 signatures and got elected to the school board. So what are ways that you can, close to your home, in your community, that you can speak out and have a voice and push for respect for human rights? I realize that, you know, I don't know who my alderman is in my neighborhood, and that I should be going to those meetings, that I should be more active within my community. So I guess overall I'd like to say I am absolutely blown away by how many people came out to march. But the reality is that we have to keep moving forward and fighting what's happening. I mean, within the first day, Trump is working to strip women of their rights. And I would also argue that I do believe that women's rights are human rights, and that women need to be equal. The fact that we still are saying this today, is it just blows my mind. But we have to keep saying it, because within his first day in office, he is working to strip abortion rights, to strip women rights. He's also working to take away the parklands. There's so much that is absurd to me, and we can't let it happen. We have to keep speaking out, keep showing up, keep moving forward. And so I'll post the website where you can sign up for the newsletter to get a daily action. And remember to create that core group of people that will help love and support you also when you flag. I know that sometimes it gets overwhelming and that it seems like a useless task to write your senator or call your senator, but we are being heard. The fact that the ethics committee was not cut, that's because there was such an uproar. And I think that politicians are realizing that if they go along with this agenda, that they're not going to be reelected. They've been stagnant for so long because we've been complacent. We haven't been fighting. We haven't been letting our voice be heard. So I also love that Bernie Sanders pointed out, and I'm wickedly paraphrasing here, that Trump has united us. Trump has united us across genders, across color, across so many of these divisive lines. So let's keep coming together. Think about small ways close to your community. Is there a place you can volunteer? Can you go to your alderman's meetings? You know, what are the small things you can do in your community that you can show up, you can have a voice, and that you can help support women's rights? So thank you. I hope this didn't turn into a huge rant. I really just wanted it to be, I'm awed by what has happened. And I firmly believe, though, that we have a voice and that we can move forward and that love and respect and kindness does trump hate. Thanks so much.